Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show.
What's up, guys? Coach Steve here, and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, I'm joined with Maxine's grand champion, Stephanie Abel. Stephanie, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for inviting me along to the podcast.
I'm so excited to spend a little bit of time chatting with you and about your experiences with the January Challenge. So, Steph, it's been about a week since you found out that you're our grand champion. What has the past week been like for you?
It's been pretty surreal, to be honest. I still can't believe that I won, actually. Quite a shock, but a very nice surprise.
Well, look, you should be so proud of your result. It's absolutely amazing and an inspiration to so many people in your community, your social circles, but then also in our communities online. So for that, I thank you on such an amazing result.
Thanks, Steve.
Now, Steph, would you like to start by telling us a little bit about yourself, maybe where you're from, what you do for work, and who are you?
Yeah, sure. So I'm currently living in a small town called Mara in central Queensland. So I live here with my dog, Maggie, and my now fiancé, Jack. We actually got engaged on the weekend.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. That's pretty exciting. So I'm a geologist at a local open cut coal mine, which is a really great job because it's a good mix of office and field work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a little bit about me and where I'm from.
Wow, your job must rock.
Yeah. I haven't heard that one before.
No? Okay, well, there you go. You could reuse that one if you like. So tell me a bit more about your role. So are you spending a lot of time outdoors assessing land, or are you mostly indoors doing research? Like, what kind of physical role is it?
Yeah, it's a mix of both, really. So we do a lot of things. Our job is to basically provide geological support to the technical services and production teams. Mm-hmm. So that includes monitoring coal loss and contamination during mining with regular pit inspections. That's quite physical. And we do things like reconciliations of pits that have been mined. We produce coaling plans, do exploration planning, produce short-term models for the engineers and that kind of thing. So yeah, it's a really good mix of office work and field work.
Yeah, wow. Now, Steph, I wanted to talk a little bit about why you chose to start the January Challenge. And my understanding, it's your first challenge that you did with Maxine in January. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right, Steve. This was my first challenge.
So could you speak a little bit about the reasons why you chose to start the challenge?
Yeah, sure. I guess for me, my reason for starting, you know, I've always enjoyed exercise and keeping fit and going to the gym. But for a while, I started to lose motivation. It almost felt like a chore to go to the gym each day. And I really just needed something new to keep me motivated, get me excited again about exercising. I just felt like I was in a bit of a rut. And I was speaking to a colleague of mine who had just finished the September 2019 Max's Challenge. And he had some really great results. And he was the one who actually inspired me to give Maxine's a go. And it turned out to be the best decision I ever made for my fitness.
Wow. So it sounds like you had a bit of a fitness background, might have lost a little bit of motivation. Can you speak now a little bit about how the challenge structure might have helped you to stay on track and to achieve an amazing result like you did?
Yeah, sure. I loved everything about it. I loved that it was mixed up every phase. So weeks 1 to 4 was different to weeks 5 to 8. Like, the exercises and nutrition meal plans kept getting changed up and kept it really interesting. So that was really good. I never got bored. I really enjoyed all the meals. The exercises were really interesting. And yeah, I guess my other goal coming into this was to build some strength, not necessarily lose weight for me, but yeah, I just really wanted to get stronger, and I enjoy challenging myself. So I found it really enjoyable.
Yeah, so good. Steph, which program did you follow? Was it the Tone of Shape or was it the Get Strong?
I chose to do the Get Strong program, and that was mainly because I didn't want to lose weight. I wanted to tone up a little, but yeah, just increase my strength mostly.
Yeah. So I guess a common query that a lot of females have when we're starting the challenge is, what program should I choose? And most of the time it's either Tone and Shape versus Get Strong. And a common hesitation for choosing Get Strong is, you know, that idea of, oh, I don't want to do too much weight training. I might look bulky. I might put on too much muscle, and, you know, these sorts of narratives. Can you speak a little bit about strength training and the effects that it had on your body when you were doing resistance training, and, you know, how it might have changed your shape?
Yeah, that was definitely, I guess, something that was on my mind. But in the end, I think Get Strong was the best option for me. And I noticed that my shape definitely did change, but it actually looked more feminine, in my opinion, towards the end. So, you know, doing Get Strong, it's not going to make you bulky. It's not going to make you look like a man. It's really great. And like I said, I didn't really have weight. I wanted to lose a lot of weight. So I figured Tone and Shape may not have been the best option for me, but I love lifting weights and I'll definitely do Get Strong again. Yeah.
Yeah, so good. Now, Steph, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the challenges that you may have had to overcome to complete the challenge. Now, you kind of spoke a little bit about your job being, some parts of your role being quite physical. Did you ever find that the physical part of your job interfered with being able to train and exercise to your best ability?
No, if anything, doing the program gave me a lot more energy. So, you know, at home and at work, I really benefited from that. My energy levels increased. You know, I was sleeping a lot better, waking up feeling rested each day. You know, my skin was much clearer. Like physically, I just felt so much better. So I think the program just worked wonders for me in that regard and really helped with my job, like especially the physical aspect. So yeah, that was really great.
Yeah, so good. Were there any other barriers or challenges that you faced to achieve such an amazing result like you did?
Yeah, so I guess the big one, which affected everyone, was COVID-19 and the shutting down of all the gyms. I will admit I was sulking for a couple of days when that happened, mostly because, you know, I was doing Get Strong, using a lot of the heavy weights and squat racks and things like that at the gym. And I actually had almost no equipment at home. So that was quite hard for me. I did have resistance bands, so I was quite lucky in that regard. And a friend loaned me some dumbbells. So with just resistance bands and dumbbells, I got through the final 4 weeks and still had an amazing result. So after those first initial days, I just jumped on YouTube, jumped on the forum, the Facebook page, and worked out some alternative exercises to do and just continued to follow my plan and yeah, still got great results.
Yeah, so good. I love that you were able to take such an active role in your transformation, because there was quite a lot of people who, once the gym's closed, we throw our hands up in the air and say, oh, I can't do it anymore. But it sounds like you're being quite resourceful and then saying, okay, I have access to, you know, dumbbells and resistance bands. All right, what can I do? And it looks like you use the resources in the challenge plus places like YouTube to adapt the program to your situation, which is good to hear.
Yeah, definitely. And I didn't want to, I guess, undo all the hard work that I'd already put in. I'd been on the program for 8 weeks and I really just wanted to see it through to the end. So I guess, yeah, just that determination and remembering why I was doing it in the first place just sort of kept me going.
Yeah. Steph, I wanted to talk a little bit about what you might have learned over the past 12 weeks. So can you speak a little bit about something you might have learned, either formal things like what is a protein, or informal things like I can do things if I put my mind to it? Like, you know, what kind of things did you learn over the past 12 weeks?
I certainly learned that you don't need alcohol to have fun. I basically gave up drinking for the 12 weeks. And initially that was something I really struggled with, was the social aspect, you know, going out to the pub with friends or a night out and, you know, there's all the peer pressure to have a drink or eat a pub meal and that kind of thing. So that was really quite hard in the beginning. You know, what I was doing is often cooking and eating a challenge approved meal and then going out with friends after to try and avoid temptation. So that was definitely something I learned. I still had a lot of great nights with friends without drinking. Yeah, but other than that, I guess I learned that I'm a very determined person. I really set my mind to something and I really want to achieve it. I know that I can. I know that I can achieve anything that I want to. So yeah, that was really, really great.
Yeah. I do want to touch on a little bit about that social side of things. And a common challenge and barrier that people face is that, you know, social life, like going to barbecues and saying no to a beer, or going out to friends to a restaurant and saying, you know, no to certain foods. Can you speak a little bit about how you approached maybe some of your friends or maybe your partner at home? Like, how did you approach those situations and say, oh, maybe I won't have this type of food right now because I'm trying to do this challenge? Like, what were those conversations like?
Yeah, so I guess at the beginning, you know, all my friends and family were aware of the fact that I was going to do the challenge and that I was going to be committed. So just making them all aware from the get-go. And then, yeah, obviously it was my decision to try and follow the nutrition plan as strictly as I could. Before I signed up, I had already decided to go to a friend's wedding, which was, I think, about week 6, and just enjoy myself, like have a night off and not beat myself up too much about having a couple of champagnes or whatever. So I probably followed the plan, you know, 98% of the time, but it definitely was hard. And I guess to get around that, when friends would invite us out for dinner and drinks, I'd just drink water. I'd eat one of my meals before we went out so that I wasn't hungry or tempted to eat out, that sort of thing. Like meal prep's a big one if you really want to nail your nutrition. Yeah, I think by doing things like that, it really helped me to stay on track. But it wasn't easy, I'll admit. It got easier towards the end.
I wanted to speak a little bit about meal prep that you just brought up. When you were completing your meal prep, were you doing your meal prep on, let's say, Sunday for the whole week, or were you meal prepping on a certain day for a few days in advance, or was it just dinners or just lunches? Like, what was your meal prep like?
I'm actually terrible with meal prep. I don't know whether it's because I'm just a bit lazy or I'm just not great at it, but what I was doing is just prepping a couple of things. I had a rice cooker and I'd prep heaps of rice, weigh it out, bag it up, freeze it, do the same with pasta, and then basically just buy a lot of meat, again, cut it up, weigh it, freeze it. And that was the extent of my meal prep. And I cooked fresh every night. So I would just cook two serves, eat one for dinner, have the other serve for lunch the next day, and do that each week. And I guess by prepping some items, it made it a little quicker. But yeah, I need to get better at meal prep. And I was quite jealous of some of the other challenges and their amazing meal prep photos. I'm not at that level by any means.
Yeah, even I get quite amazed with some of the results that some challenges post up, right, with their meal prep.
Yeah.
I can admit I get quite lazy myself, and I might chop up a big thing of veg, and that's about as far as I get. But yeah, for me personally, yeah, I'm a fan of cooking daily. So I like having a fresh dinner, right? So I think in the past, I used to cook like little containers of food, but now I like cooking daily.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think I highlight that because there is this expectation or perception that you're doing this fitness thing, you have to be eating out of little Tupperware containers or little flimsy takeaway containers, and that's what you have to do. And it's not always the case. You can maybe prepare a few things like a chef, like as in, you know, chop up certain vegetables, have them prepared ready in the fridge, and then you can cook fresh every day if you'd like to, as long as, you know, you've got the lifestyle to do that, and you can still get an amazing result, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I guess it'll be different for everyone. And like you said, it'll depend on what your work schedule is like, your family life and all that sort of thing. But yeah, it worked for me. Mm. And speaking of the meals, I was pleasantly surprised by how filling they were and, you know, how big the meals were. So I never felt hungry. In fact, I struggled to get through them in weeks 1 to 4. So that was really a nice surprise.
Yeah, so good. All right, Steph, we've got a few questions here just to get to know you a little bit better. Well, let's start with food. So what was your favorite dinner while completing the challenge?
Oh, I had so many. From the meal plan, I guess I really liked the chicken pesto pasta. And I will admit the spaghetti bolognese was a go-to for me because it was just so quick and easy to make. So even now I'm still making that one. But there were so many, you know, the open beef burger and the fish and chips. My partner loved all the meals that I was cooking him from the meal plan. So yeah, really great.
Was he doing the challenge as well, or was he a good support on the side?
Oh, he was just a really good supporter, but I believe he will be doing the May challenge. So I'll be right there beside him, helping him out. And yeah, I won't be doing the challenge, obviously, but as an ambassador and just helping him out where I can.
Beautiful. So what was your first meal once the challenge finished?
Yeah, I'll admit it was a large pizza, and I may have finished off a few Easter eggs that were left in the fridge.
Excellent. All right. Okay, a few questions about training. Are you team squats or team deadlifts?
Oh, I love squats, but I would go with deadlifts, actually.
Deadlift, okay. What style of deadlift did you do the most? Was it sumo, regular? Were you doing like a trap bar? Like what style was it?
I was just doing regular deadlifts, and it was actually the first time I'd ever really done them. So I was lucky enough to have a friend who used to be a CrossFit coach, and he was sort of training me and teaching me how to do them properly with correct form. So yeah, I really quite enjoyed them.
So good. Next, what's your favorite exercise in general?
I'm weird. I kind of like lunges. I don't know why.
Okay. Well, like a walking lunge or just a standing lunge?
Yeah, just a regular lunge, like a reverse lunge. Yeah, yeah, I don't know. Okay. They're quite easy and I like leg day. So yeah, I'd have to go lunges.
Okay, good. What's your favorite muscle to flex?
Quads.
Quads. Okay. Yeah. All right. Nice.
I'm going to go with quads.
Well, that matches the lunges, right? So you've got to be able to flex.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Cardio. Do you enjoy cardio or do you have a love-hate relationship with cardio?
Oh, yeah. A love-hate relationship with cardio, if I'm being completely honest. But I do like to go cycling, and my partner bought a bike during the last challenge so that he could go cycling with me, which is really nice.
So would you say that cycling is your cardio of choice?
Yeah, I'd say that cycling is my cardio of choice. And, you know, other than that, on like rest days and, well, actually every day, I take my dog for a walk. So, you know, just light cardio like that.
Yeah. When you're training, do you listen to anything?
Yeah, I'll usually just bring up a workout playlist on Spotify and always mixing it up. So yeah, I did listen to the Max and Maxine's playlist for quite a while there. Mm-hmm. It's quite good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. What kind of music are you a fan of? Like rock or hip hop or pop?
All of the above.
All of the above. Okay, good mix.
As long as it's got a good beat.
Okay, so you were taking a Maxine Byrne protein powder, is that right?
Yeah, so throughout the challenge, I took the Maxine's Byrne after my workouts, and I'd also take the night protein before bed.
So my question is, what was your favorite flavor of Maxine Byrne?
Oh, definitely the choc fudge brownie and the chocolate mousse for the night protein. Yeah, highly recommend. So good. I'd have to thank Helen for the mug cake.
Recipe that
you just put on the forum because I don't eat it any other way now.
What about burn bars? Were you a fan of the burn bars?
Love the burn bars. I eat them for a snack every day now, especially the choc caramel ones. They're amazing.
Choc caramel. So that would be your favorite flavor?
Yes, definitely. And other than that, about halfway through the challenge, I started using the pre-workout.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Just for a little bit.
The Energize, or did you go Max's Beta Pump?
The burn?
Yep.
Is it the burn? Yeah. Yeah. Just for a bit of an extra like energy boost and to try it out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's been really good.
Okay. So could you speak a little bit about maybe your experience with pre-workout? Just because there are a number of people who are slightly hesitant to take a pre-workout, which is majority just caffeine, right? Which is very similar to a cup of coffee. How did you feel when you had maybe might have been XT Burn or Energize or the Maxine pre-workout that you took? Like, what was it like taking that?
The very first time I took it was in the morning. I had just woken up. I had an empty stomach and I took it as prescribed on the container, but I actually had a bit of a reaction or something to it. But I found after that, it was only if I took it on an empty stomach that I sort of got the really tingly, you know, sort of red skin, that kind of thing. But it only happened the one time. And then, you know, I would have my snack like a banana pre-workout and then take the pre-workout with it. And yeah, it was absolutely fine. And yeah, really good energy boost for my workout.
Yeah, yeah. So did you find that you were able to perform a little bit like harder, go a little bit harder in the gym when you would take something like a pre-workout?
Yeah, it definitely helped, especially in the first half of the workout. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely felt like I had a lot more energy. And when the gym was still open, it really helped with my initial sets or my main exercise, so my deadlifts or my squats or whatever. I really found it helped with that.
Yeah, yeah. There is an element of anchoring it coming to something like a pre-workout because it has a very distinct taste. So for some people, having like a pre-workout is enough to like start a chain of thoughts or habits to get you like pumped up into the gym. So one, you're getting pumped up from the actual caffeine and the other products in the pre-workout. And then also as like a trigger to build yourself up. So when you go to the gym, you're kind of like buzzed from the pre-workout, but then also from the flavors, you're kind of like getting in this mental mind frame to be able to lift heavy. So you may have experienced that as well. So even just the smell now of a pre-workout can be enough to like trigger those same emotions, which is interesting to think about.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think you're right.
Look, I just want to finish up here, Steph, by asking you about advice. So if somebody came up to you and said, Steph, you achieved such an amazing result. I want to get fit and healthy as well. What advice would you give them? Let that be someone who's doing the challenge or someone who just wants to get fit and healthy. You know, what advice would you give them?
My biggest piece of advice, I guess, is that nutrition is 80% of your results. So if you nail your nutrition, I think you're most of the way there. And again, that's just about being dedicated. If you do fall off the wagon though, like don't beat yourself up about it. You know, just get back on track, focus on your goals and your reasons for starting in the first place and just continue along, you know. And also getting into a routine, you know, doesn't matter what time of day you exercise, as long as you do your workout. So I'm not a morning person at all. I had to do all of my workouts at the end of the day when I finished work, and that's just what suited me best. So you don't have to get up at the crack of dawn to do your exercise. And I guess the other one is even on rest days, you know, I would try and do have a bit of an active recovery. So I would walk the dog or go stand up paddleboarding or something like that, just something light, but try and keep active and keep my steps up.
Yeah, so good. Amazing advice. Steph, let's wrap it up there. I want to thank you so much for being part of the Challenge podcast. And once again, you should be so proud of such an amazing result that you've achieved. And once again, congratulations for winning the January Maxine's Challenge.
Thanks very much, Steve. Thanks for having me too.
I'm looking forward to chatting sometime soon and looking forward to you helping some of the listeners here as one of our ambassadors going into the next challenge.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.